So let's review. Our shir began with the following braisa regarding the avodah sekretaris. Tana rabbanan, v'nosin ha-sekretaris ala ish lefnei Hashem, shleisakin mibachutz v'yachnes. The Torah teaches that the Kohen Gadol should not pour the keteris on the coals outside the Kodesh Kodashim and enter with it, but rather this process should be performed lefnei Hashem, inside the Kodesh Kodashim. This rule is pointed out because the Tzedukim, who negated Torah Shabbat Peh, claimed that the Kohen Gadol should enter the Kodesh Kodashim in a cloud of smoke, and therefore perform the process in the Heichel before entering the Kodesh Kodashim. As Rashi explains, they interpreted the pasuk Va'yaveh b'chaleis la'kodesh ki ba'anan eruah la'kapiris as follows. He shall not enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim any time, except with the cloud, and then I will appear on the Kapayrus. However, the Chacham interpreted the pasuk as follows. He shall not enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim any time, except on Yom Kippur, and Kiba'anan Eruah HaKapayrus teaches another halacha, that the spice of Mala Ashen must be added to the Kapayrus, which is what causes the smoke of the Kapayrus to go up in a straight column to the ceiling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then dissipate downwards along the walls. There's another pasuk requiring anan. V'chisa anan ha'l-keteres al-keperes v'lo yamos, from which we learn that if one omits the mala ashen spice from the keteres, they are chayv misa. The Gemara gives several reasons why we need both pasukim. At the end of this discussion, the havamin of the Gemara was that Nadav Avihu, the sons of Aaron HaKoyin, passed away for this reason, for not adding the mala ashen spice to the keteres. However, the Gemara cites a braisa, that the reason that they were punished was because they issued a ruling in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rashi explains. Even though their ruling was correct, they should have asked Moshe Rabbeinu. The ruling was that which we learn from the pasuk, "V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha'kohen eish al mizbeach." Af pi she'eish yeredes min ha'shamayim, mitzvah lehevi min ha'hedyot. Even though fire comes down from heaven, we must bring our own fire as well. Rashi and Chumash cites Gemaras and Midrasim, which give a number of additional reasons. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah on the previous daf, which said, Yatzu ovalai b'derech knesasai. The Kohen Gadol exits from the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the same way he entered, which means he respectfully retreats backwards out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara adds, V'chein ha-kahanim b'avidasim v'levim b'duchanan v'yisol b'mamadin. They would all retreat while turning their faces sideways. The Gemara elaborates on this point and teaches that this method of backing away shows great respect. The Gemara tells of many Amoraim who would take leave of their Rebbeim in the same manner. In the same vein, the Gemara continues, Hamispal, Tzarech Sheyafsiya Shalosh Pesiyas La'Charev Va'achar Kach Yitan Shalom. Upon completing the Shemayna Esrei, one takes three steps backwards and then bows as if taking leave from Hashem. The Gemara says further, Omele Rav Mordechai, Kibin Shepasa Shalosh Pesiyas La'Charev, Hasom Iboy Le'Lamekim. Rav Mordechai adds that after taking the three steps back, one must wait there and must not return immediately to his original position. There are various opinions in Halacha as to how long one must wait before returning. The Mishnah had said, Umispal Tefillik Etzar B'Beis Achitzin. The Kohen Gadol utters a short prayer in the Heichal. The Gemara tells us that what the tefillah was. Yehiratzim lefanecha Hashem lekenu, shtei shana zu im shchuna tegeshuma, lo yadi avid shultan midebeis Yehuda, v'lo yu amchi yisod tzrichin lefarnes zeh mizeh, v'lo yitikanes lefanecha tefillas avid rachem. Hashem, please provide us with abundant rain, especially if this year will be unusually hot. Please keep the Jewish leadership in the hands of the tribe of Yehuda always. Please provide the Jewish nation with ample parnasa and let no Jew need to be sustained by his fellow Jew. Please do not listen to the prayers of travelers should they daven for rain to stop while they are traveling. The Gemara relates that Reb Chanina ben Deisa would be traveling on the road and when it would rain he would say, Rabbeinu Shalom, Kol ha'olam kulei benachas v'Chanina b'tzar. All the people at home are comfortable while Chanina, referring to himself in the third person, is in distress, and the rain would stop. When they got home, he said, Rabbeinu Shleilam, Kalalim Kula Bitzar V'Chanina Benachas, all are in distress over the lack of rain while Chanina sits comfortably at home, and the rain would resume. The Gemara comments that the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol was no match for the tefillah of Reb Chanina ben Deisa. It's like the Mishnah, Mishanitil Aran, Evan Haisisham, Mimais Nevim Rishainim, Vishsiya Haisin Nikris, Gevayim in the Aretz Sholashitzbais, V'Aleh Hayunaisin. In place of the Aron, which was no longer in the Kodesh Kodeshim during the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a rock called Shasia, known since David and Shmuel, which protruded from the ground 3 finger breadths, upon which the Machtav coals was placed. The Gemara is medayik, the choice of words of the Mishnah, Mishenignaz loikatani, ela Mishenital. Mishenital means it was taken. Therefore, we see that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Aron galal abavel. The Aron was taken into exile to Bavel. However, Yehuda holds, Bim Kaimah Nignas. The Aron was hidden in its regular spot under the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There is a machlokes as to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. According to the Braisa, he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. According to Ula, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Various Pesukim and Tanakh are cited in support of each opinion. The Gemara in the next Dav cites a Braisa with a third opinion, that of the Chachamim, Aron Belishkas Dir HaEitzim HaYuganas. The Aron was hidden under the chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, where wood was stored for the Mizbeach. This discussion continues on the next daf.